A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, Marlins opened up a very brief three-game homestand against the New York Mets. It was a matchup between Dan Straley and Matt Harvey. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins took out 3 weeks of frustration on the Mets tonight. Good way to start this three-game series. They pound out 19 hits en route to a 13-1 victory. For Miami, its fourth win in the last 21 games. Marlins wasted no time getting things going against Matt Harvey in the bottom of the first with one out, a single by Tomas Tolis, with two outs, a single by Marcelo Ozuna. Two men on, two men out. Marlins turned to Justin Bour looking for an early lead.
Here's Justin Bour, and Bour slams a ball to right field. That's a base hit. Coming around third, Ozuna, he's got to hurry up. And he does, and he takes a head-first slide at the plate. Tolis scores the run as Ozuna pulls in at third. And the Marlins lead 1-0.
Dan Straley made that 1-0 lead stand up into the bottom half of the third inning when Giancarlo led off with a walk. He took third base on a Justin Bour double. So with one out, Marlins had two men in scoring position and Brian Anderson coming up. Again, an 0-2 to Anderson, and he takes in the dirt ball, gets away, racing for the plate, Stanton, he'll score standing up on a wild pitch. 2-0 Marlins. Well, the Mets would get that run back in their half of the fourth inning. A Straley walk to Brandon Nimmo with one out. He was a race on a fielder's choice, Juan Lagares reaching first base. He then stole second, and with a man in scoring position, Gavin Cecchini delivered an RBI single to make it a 2-1 game. But the Marlins would break it open in the fourth against Harvey. The inning began with D. Gordon bunting for a single. He stole second. Tomas Tolis hit by a pitch. Two on, nobody out. And Giancarlo Stanton unloaded. Two on, nobody out. The 1-0 to Stanton. Swinging a drive, left center field. He crushed it. Toward the home run sculpture. Giancarlo hits it out. Number 55. It's a three-run blast to give the Marlins a 5-1 lead. Some breathing room for Miami. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Stanton's 55th of the season gave him 116 runs batted in. It traveled 455 feet off the bat at 114 miles per hour. So it was looking good at that point at 5-1. It'd be looking a lot better after a 7-run Marlins fifth inning that chased Harvey from the game. The inning got started with back-to-back hits. First Ichiro, then Mike Aviles. With two on and nobody out, Harvey was pulled in favor of Tommy Malone. Malone got the pitcher, or actually got a pinch hitter, Christian Yelich, on a comebacker with the runners moving up to second and third with one out. Up stepped D. Gordon.
Here's the pitch. And there's a ball rocketed into the gap in right center for D. Gordon. Watch him fly. Home to score, Ichiro. Behind him, Aviles. D comes to third, standing with a triple into the gap in right center. The Marlins pick up two more and lead 7-1.
That was the third of four hits on the night for D. Gordon. Tomas Tolis walked. That would be it for Malone. Hansel Robles out of the bullpen. First man he faced, Giancarlo.
Here's the pitch. And Stanton swings and drives the ball out into left center. Ground ball, base hit. Home to score from third is D. Gordon. Over to third is Tomas Tolis. Stanton picks up his fourth RBI of the night, his second hit, and the Marlins now have an 8-1 lead.
And then it was Marcelo Ozuna's turn to keep the line moving.
And here's the pitch. And a ground ball, base hit through the left side. Home to score is Tolis. Stanton will make a turn, but will hold it second as Nimmo gets it back in.
Justin Bour then hit into a fielder's choice, but with two men on, up step Brian Anderson.
Robles to the plate. And this ball is smoked on a line out into left center. That's in for extra bases. Home to score is Stanton. Here comes Bour to third. He's been waved. The relay is dropped by Reyes. Bour will score standing up. The Marlins get two more on a three-base hit.
It was the second two-run triple in the inning. It was at that point a six-run inning, but the Marlins still weren't done. With Anderson at third, it was Ichiro's turn.
3-2, and the ball hit hard on a line to right. That's a base hit for Ichiro. That's his second hit. Scoring from third is Brian Anderson. Wow, a 7-run fifth inning.
That would be it for Hansel Robles. Eric Adell came on, got the final out, but the Marlins sent 11 to the plate in the fifth inning. They scored 7 runs on 7 hits, 2-run triples for D. Gordon and Brian Anderson. And at the end of 5 in this ball game, the Marlins had a commanding 12-1 lead. Dan Straley left after 5, 3 hits, 1 run, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts, 110 pitches over 5 innings, 65 strikes, 45 balls. Straley left on line for the win. For Matt Harvey tonight, 4 innings plus. How about this? 12 hits, 7 runs. Walked 2, struck out 2, hit a man, allowed the Stanton homer. He threw 76 pitches, 47 strikes. Saw his season ERA balloon to 6.59. It stayed 12-1 Marlins into the 7th inning. Jacob Rehm into pitch for New York. First man he went after, Marcelo Ozuna. The 0-1, that's driven to left. Back goes Nimmo, onto the track, at the wall, goodbye! The Big Bear with his 4th hit of the night. It's his 34th home run of the season. And the Marlins piling on now, leading 13-1 in the 7th. After Dustin McGowan pitched a scoreless 6th inning, Vance Worley took care of the final 9 outs. He worked 3 innings of scoreless relief tonight. Marlins over the Mets 13-1, the final at Marlins Park. For Miami, 13 runs, 19 hits, 1 error, 11 men left. For the Mets, 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error. They also stranded 11. Straley, the winning pitcher, he improves to 10-9 on the year. Matt Harvey, the loser, he drops to 5-6. He's had a rough 4-start stretch since coming off the disabled list. For Vance Worley, his first save as a Marlin, the second of his big league career, working the final 3 innings in this 13-1 win. Time of the game, 3 hours, 22 minutes. You know, he played this one in front of 16,385 here at Marlins Park. For the Marlins, win number 70, just their 4th in 21 games, beginning August 28th. They improved to 70-80 on the season, now 37-35 here at home with 6 games left at Marlins Park. Meanwhile, the Mets dropped to 65-85. They're again 20 games under 500. They bottomed out Friday at 21 under. They'll try to avoid equaling that fate tomorrow night. Mets now 32-44, 12 under on the road.
Marlins by 12, 13-1 over the Mets in Game 1 last night. Game 2 comes up this evening at 7:10. The matchup on the mound tonight, we believe it's going to be Odrysimer Despaigne for the Marlins. We know Seth Lugo is going to be on the mound for the New York Mets. It's the Mets and the Marlins at 7:10. We'll be on the air at 6:40 from Marlins Park, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.